After we finish building the walls for the sukkah, we're putting on the schach on the sukkah. Schach, kosher schach, very simple, everyone knows what they are. They are branches cut off from a tree that does not have fruit on it, because if it has fruit on it, fruit are mekabel tumah, so therefore they cannot be used for schach. And those branches, and not only the fruit itself, cannot be used for schach. Even the branches that hold fruit on it, part of the branches are a yad, are a way to hold the fruit, so therefore they also are mekabel tumah, and they can also not be used for schach. So therefore the best is branches from a tree that does not have fruit. But even that, branches, when they are cut off, they shall not be fixed up to be able to be used as a keleh, because then again they are mekabel tumah and they cannot be used for schach. Schach is only something that is not roi mekabel tumah. So far, it is simple. But, as you know, usually the branches that you cut off from a tree, when you put it on the walls of the schach, they don't hold by itself, because they are not so straight and long and large. So usually you use wooden beams. It may be 2x4s, like you have here in the shul sukkah, or if it's a larger sukkah, like a 770, they would have beams of 2x8s to be able to hold a lot of schach. And if it's a small sukkah, usually people use 1x2s. It is just the wooden beams to put on the walls in order to put the schach on it. It should hold better. So, if we use that just to hold the schach, is this itself kosher schach? If it is kosher schach, why do we have the hassle there every year to get new schach, or other means like bamboo or the mat? Why don't we just buy a bunch of 1x2s and just put them on the sukkah for schach, and then you easy hold it from year to year? Is it kosher for schach? It's not becoming a keile, doesn't have fruit, doesn't have kabel tumma. And if for any reason this is not good for schach, so how could we use this to hold the schach on it? We have a din in Shulchan Aruch that something that is mekabel tumah, is roi to mekabel tumah, we cannot use it as a bait to put the schach on. Like what is mentioned in the Gemara, when someone has a ladder. So he puts the ladder on the walls to make easier for the schach to lay on it. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should not do that. Maybe b'dieved it's kosher, but you shall not do that. Why? Because the ladder is roi mekabel tumah, is not good for schach for itself. So since it's not good for schach, it's not good to put the schach on it. So if not only you cannot use the ladder on the walls in order to put the schach on it, you cannot use it even to hold the schach. Let's say you put the schach, but it's too light and you're afraid there will be a wind and the schach will fall off, so you want to put the ladder on the schach to make it heavier to hold, it shouldn't fall down. You're not allowed to do that too. So if this wooden beams of 2x8 like a 770 or 2x4 like here in the shul sukkah, or even 1x2 that everyone uses in the house, if that's not kosher for schach, so then we cannot put the schach on it. that could not be a base for the schach too. And if it is kosher schach, so why are we using, we're looking every year to cut new branches? Let's just have this and put on the schach. A lot of 1x2s and fill it up the whole roof. So actually the Gemara says that cut wood, if it's cut for a shape straight to be smooth, it is still kosher for schach. It is only that the Gemara says that if they are wide, 4 tfochim, a drop more than a foot wide, they are not kosher with the rabbonim to use for schach. Even though they have no problem, they are not oil kabutumo, and they are branches that are cut off from a tree, but they shall not be used for schach. Why is that? Since schach is supposed to be just for one sake, to, let's say, if the sun shouldn't shine on us, so we have the schach on us to stop the sun, and we shall sit in the shade. If the schach is made for any other reason than that, to stop the rain coming in, or to live a whole year in it, it's not called a tzukkah. So therefore, these wooden beams, like 1x12.5 or whatever, by a foot, they used to be used to make a roof. On the roof of the house, they would have slides of wood, drop more than a wood, than a foot, slices, and then they would put on top of it some tar or anything else that would stop the rain coming in. So since this is being used for a roof, so therefore the Rabbanan was gathered that you could not use that for schach. Because people would see this is a regular roof, just like a house. And if it's like a house, then it's not allowed to be schach. And then the Gemara says even more than that, that even if you will put it up on its side, that it should take off only 1 inch, but it's high for him, it still not be used. This wood that we usually use for a roof, we shall not use for schach with rabbonim, because it looks like a regular roof, no matter how you put it. This is not good for schach. But if it's less, then it's good for schach. So therefore, as we have mentioned, that even the larger sukkah like 770, you need a lot of weight, and it's far from one wall to another wall at 20 feet. So therefore, you need strong beams. And they are using 2x8s. But still, 2x8 is less than 2x12. So therefore, they are still kosher for schach. So if they are kosher for schach, can we use it for schach? So it says in the poskim that in our days, we don't use wooden slices that are 4 tfochim, that are more than a foot wide. We are using shorter ones, something like 6 inches or something. Well, in our generation, we use plywood. But till we had this plywood, we used to use slices of wood. So we didn't use any more slices that are so wide, like 12.5 inches. We use something like 6 inches. So therefore it says in the poskim that we shouldn't use this also for schach. It doesn't say in the Gemara, but we shouldn't. If it's less than what they usually use for the roof, then you could use it for schach. But then says the Shulchan Aruch that after all, we are nehag not to use it for schach, even if it's small, because after all, you could do with it a roof. If it's not regular branches, if it's just cut with wood, you put one near the other, you fill up the whole roof, you could make a regular roof, and then put some tar on it, and it stops the rain, and you could live in the house. So we are not nehek to use this for schach. But it's kosher for schach. Therefore, we have no problem if we put it on the walls just to use it as a base for the branches that are being used usually for schach, that they wouldn't hold without any support by beams. So, that's for this wooden beams itself. That we are not using it for schach, but we are using it for the support the schach, because it is actually kosher schach. But in order for these wooden beams to hold the schach, you usually nail it to the wall, or one to the other. They can hold better. Certainly the nail is not kosher schach. And if, as we mentioned before, that we cannot use anything that is not kosher for schach, we cannot use for a support for the schach, certainly the nails are not kosher. So why are we always attaching the wooden beams to the walls with nails? You'll go outside, you'll see that nails are used to keep it proper stiff. So that speaks about it in Shulchan Aruch, and he says that so far we don't try to keep ourselves from. Even though the nails are certainly not kosher schach, but the nails are not attaching the schach to the walls. They are attaching the support to the walls. And they themselves are not support of the schach. They are just supporting the supporter of the schach. So we don't mind that, because it's actually only a lechatchila, and if it happens, it's a kosher sukkah, so we shouldn't go that far. We can use the nails, metal nails, for supporting the supporters of the sukkah. But, obviously, we cannot use nails if we want to attach the sukkah itself to anything. Let's say that we are using mats that they are lately very much in style. And I'm afraid that it's going to, by rain or something, will fall in. I want it to be tight. So I'll just put in a nail to hold the mat to the corner of the schach, of the sukkah. You're not allowed to do that. Nails are only good to attach the supporter of the schach, that the supporter itself is kosher schach, and that I'm allowed to connect with the nail. But the schach itself I'm not allowed to connect with the nail.
The nail is on top of it, not touching the nail, okay?
If the nail is, it doesn't matter the touching. If the nail is a supporter of the schach, it shouldn't fall. It is like what they says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a light schach, you're afraid that the wind will take it off, and you put a ladder on it, so the ladder is just laying over it, and it doesn't take a lot of space, the ladder. So it doesn't really cause problems, but it causes the schach to be set straight, so you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to use a nail in order the schach should be straight. You are allowed to use a nail in order the supporter of the schach should be straight.
But if you have to go on the mat, it'd be fine.
Yes.
What happens if you have sometimes the roof
slant?
You want to put a nail on the end.
That's what we are talking about.
Oh, that doesn't roll off.
It holds the schach, it shouldn't roll off. So any support of the schach, you're not allowed to use something that is not kosher for schach.
You're not putting it into the schach. You're putting it into the king.
Oh, so that's no problem. So you put the beam to hold off, and this is only to, holding the supporter. That's what your honor says that you... Yeah. So we have there a piece of wood. That's no problem. Yes. Yes. So why a nail? Put a wood there with a nail. So that's what it says. That nail itself is not allowed to stop the truck. That's what we are discussing. Then the nail stops it. Actually, when the nail becomes part of the wall, it doesn't really matter so much. Why? Because as it says in Shulchan Aruch, you couldn't say that the wall shouldn't be, because if you'll say that the wall has to be from wood, so then the wall still stands on the ground, which is not kosher for tzach. So you couldn't say that. So everyone knows that the walls don't have to be kosher tzach. But what on the walls to support the tzach is supposed to be something that is kosher for the tzach. That's why you could use only wood. And that wood you could attach. So if that nail that becomes a part of the wall itself, then maybe that's no problem. But we're trying usually that the support of the tzach is in top of the wall should be something which is kosher tzach. With string will discuss it. It's not simple. The string will discuss it. Certainly not. And will discuss it. That's for the base of the idea of Stach and what the Stach is laying down. But as we mentioned before, that lately more and more are using mats for Stach. And when they're using mats, they're using it mat with a hesher, that it's kosher mat. What makes a mat to be kosher? If a mat is good, then use it. Buy regular mat in the store and use it. If it's not kosher, what is the hesher? So actually, the problem with the mat is already discussed in the Mishnah. They used to have mats then too. And we used to use that for tzach then too. And the Mishnah discusses one problem with it, and then in nowadays there is a second problem with it. So let's discuss what the problem is with mat. We shall understand why we need it with a hesher, or we need it should be the proper way. The Mishnah says that a mat usually is used or to put on the walls for stopping the sun, and to have a shade under it, or to put on the floor as a carpet to walk on it, or to sit on it, or to lay on it. If it's made to walk on it, or to sit on it, or to lay on it, it's mekabel tumah. Although, in order for something to be mekabel tumah, to be mekabel tumah, it's shutik leis, and mekabel tumah, if it's straight, if it doesn't have a inside where something could hold, it's not a kabel tuma, and this mat doesn't hold anything. But it is still a second kind of tuma, is tumas medras. Anything that is made to sit on it, if a dog walks on it, it becomes tuma. So even if it didn't walk on it, it's royal kabel tuma. So that's why this mat is not kosher for tzach. If it is made in order for people to buy it, to sit on it, or to lay on it. So therefore you cannot just go into a store and buy a mat. Could be the mat is being sold here for a window shade. But could be the same thing is being used in the Far East as a carpet. And could be when this company made it, they made it mainly for their people to use it as a carpet, and also they sell it in the States in other bags to have as the window shade. And also they put it in special bags for the Jews to use it for tzach. But since it is made for being used as a carpet, this is not kosher. So it has to be manufactured specially, not for a use as a garment.
Just if you don't know if it's useful on the other. However, if it were used in a store, it would break. But if you walk on it, it would break apart and it would not be useful.
That's what we have to have, something that is not good for using on the floor. And that's what the Hesher is about. And usually what they do, it is not, it should break. Because we want this stuff to stay for many years. So we don't want to use something that is breaking. But what they use in order for it not to be able to be used as laying on the floor is usually a mat is made out of stripes of bamboo or anything like that. And they are straight. But when you have after 2-3 pieces of stripes, you have a larger one, a thicker one, you cannot use it for sitting on it, because it will hurt you, the back will hurt you, because they are lower and then comes the higher piece, and then lower piece and then comes the higher piece, so that this especially, it shouldn't be comfortable to sit on it. Larger, thicker pieces and thinner pieces. So that's what they use usually to be able to make sure that because even if you've ordered by the manufacturer, you still don't know. He gives it to you in special bags, but could be the same product. He does a lot, and mainly it's for other, not for Jewish people, for the parties that they are using for as a carpet. So therefore, it has to be done in a different way. It shouldn't be comfortable to sit on it. Then you know for sure that he made it for you. That's what they do. But that's one problem. Because then comes another problem. As he mentioned before, the strings. Strings is a problem. Strings are not kosher for schar. Strings are usually weaved, and something that is weaved is be royal kabel tumah is not good for schar. In time of the Mishnah, he didn't have this problem. Because they would use the same stripes of bamboo or anything like that for chassis and for erev, for right to left and from front to back. So they didn't use any strings. But now you can't use the same stripes, because the whole idea is that after sukkahs you roll it around and becomes the roll, you put it in the bag and you keep it for next year. If it's going to be like a stitch in both directions, then you can't roll it around. So then it's made only if it's made for the carpet, it could stay there always. So therefore today you're using just springs. And that's the second problem that arises these days. So what they do is they do for it that they don't take springs that are weird. They take springs that are growing like springs. Lines of something looks like springs. Vines. But even the vines, whatever the vines is, they're also not always good. Why not? Because we have a shodinish or no, that we cannot use cotton or flax that is becoming, that they work out for car. Why? Just branches of wood. But it's reworked that when you look at it, you don't see it as it was when it was growing. It was changed. So when it was changed, the Rabbanon uttered it. And says in Rambam that you could think that it's not growing. We made it from something else, manufactured. So, the Gemara says that they passed it. It's not only maritime, just like we spoke before about the wood that is 12 inches. The Rabbanon passed it. So they passed it. The Rambam is just explaining why, because it looks like something that is not growing. So therefore, when they do it today, they have to use something that is bending, like springs, but is still the original way that it was growing. Nothing worked on it. You take flax, it works like one piece. When you knock on it, it becomes like strings. So it's not good because you knocked on it and it changed its format. It has to stay in the format as it was growing. And that's not so easy. It should be so flexible like a string, but it should still not be worked out. It should still stay the form that it was growing. And that's the difficulty with this mats. And that's why you need the hashes to make sure that it's made like that. You never know. You see the strings, you think maybe it was going like that. You have to make sure that that is not something that was worked out. And if part of the mat is something that is not kosher for shach, and it's holding the whole thing, so it's not simple. So therefore, when you have a spring itself, and you want to bind the shach to the wall, you cannot use it. Plastic is also not kosher for shach.
Even if it's taken off, I have an old mat that I don't use anymore, it came apart.
Yes.
Can I use that string?
If it's, the string is good.
If it came with
a hashem, then sure. What? Plastic? But it's not growing. It has to be growing. Not with Mekabel Tumor is not enough. Sand is also not Mekabel Tumor. You can't put sand on the roof. It has to be something that is growing. You do the karka. Sure. Yes. And if you don't believe it, so you don't believe the Hashem. Because it says, you know, that you take a look, that he says, if it was changed, it's not kosher for tzach. If it's not kosher for tzach, it's not kosher to Lachatzila. The damage is kosher, if you use that just to hold it. But it's also not so simple, could be not. But if it, there is a big problem, so it has to stay the format that it was. No, Mishnah, they used the same stripes in both directions, and they didn't have to roll it. Because that stripes are still original pieces of wood that are kosher tzach. But when you make a string, because you weren't able to roll it, but if it's using for a carpet, you don't have to roll it. So, but today we want to roll it. The stuff that we do today, we want to roll it because you want to keep it easy for next year. No, then there is no problem. If the stripes are both directions, then there is no problem. But usually what you do today is they roll it up, and in order to roll it, they have to use something similar to stitch. To a string. Just left it on the floor? Or on the ceiling? Oh, no, on the roof? On the roof? Yes? Yes? No, that's not the reason. The reason what it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it from your inside, that it says that if you string, you tie it and with something that is not kosher for shach, it's not good. So if it's kosher, then it's good. But there's not a problem with cutting. What they said, if it's made as a roof, it's only if it's pieces of wood, shaped pieces of wood, straight. That's what it says. It doesn't say a problem. It's then coming to. If you use this, it becomes still coming to. No, then there's no problem. If you decide that it's being used like that. If it's not used, it's the Roshna Mishneh, Emrim Le'ameid V'Nasim Lachteinu. Even if a Zov sits on it, it's not in the Tamil, because it's not made for that, so we tell him, if he sits on it, we tell him, Ameid V'Nasim Lachteinu, get out. It's not made for that. But if it's a way that you want to change it, you want to use it, and purpose, then there's a problem. That's what they usually do. That to make sure that it's made special for this. No, you could, but there's no problem with the window shade because you don't sit on it. It says, I'll be specific about the window shade when we learn the Mishnayos of Avelis. So it says all the things that are Mekabel Tumor. But it says there that the window shade is Mekabel Tumor. Why? Because when it's cold, the shamash doesn't have enough clothes, so he binds himself with the window shade. He couldn't do it with a mat. So a mat that is a window shade is not really in Kabbalah Tumah, there's no problem. I just mentioned that they use it sometimes for it, but the issue is only if it's being used so for something to sit on it. So that we cover the first Aleph and Bay of this seal. But when we go further, I just want to say that there is two kinds of pages. In order to print it, it has to be printed as a picture because there is stronger and less. But they print some of it on drawing black and white, so your part of it becomes completely white, so you couldn't really see what we mean. So we'll just discuss it, and whoever has the proper picture will be able to understand it easier looking at the picture. But after we know already what the shach is kosher and how to put the kosher, we'll discuss how much shach we need.
Good question. May now
be the
nail to hold down the
mommy. Yes.
In order to use string,
that's not kosher? Yes, sure. That's what it says. Yes, that's what it says. It says in Shulam both string and the nail.
We can draw a 2x4 on top of the top and tie a 2x4.
Yes.
So a 2x4 on top of the top?
Yes. And tie it. So any holding down is a minus.
Even if it's on top
of the top,
holding it down.
Yes, and that is all specifically. This described in Shechonov and Kofresh
Chavkes. Not the mommy under the top.
He says both. A sulam shouldn't be both. A regular anything else could be for both. And that could be tied with the string or with the nail. Yes. Shach is supposed to be Shilosei Meruben Mechamasa. It doesn't have to close completely. Obviously, the minhag Chabad is to do it very full. You should hardly be able to see the stars through it. But last year wasn't enough shach, so not everyone was able to have this hidur, so they had even less shach. But at least it's supposed to be that Shilosei Merubim Chamosei. There is more space covered than the holes that are between. Holes are allowed. Holes are allowed. But it should be more than half. So let's say we have a sukkah that it's the schar is more than half. So the holes is less than the schar itself. But obviously you couldn't really even it out so well. So maybe there is a corner where if you look on this corner itself, the holes are more than the schar. But if you look on the whole sukkah, the shach is more than the holes. Is that kosher? Yes, it's kosher, because you couldn't really make sure that every little space has evened out that it should be shach more than the holes. So if the general sukkah is shach more than holes, Shilosei and Merubim Mechamasa, it's okay. But that's only because a shear of a sukkah is 7 tfochim by 7 tfochim, which is about 2 feet by 2 feet, a little bit less than 2 feet by 2 feet. But if you have a corner that has 2 feet by 2 feet, and if you look at that corner, you see that corner, the holes are more than the shach itself. Then that corner you're not allowed to sit down. The sukkah is kosher because you look on the whole sukkah, the shach is more than the holes. But in that corner, if it's less than 7 tfochim by 7 tfochim, so it doesn't to the whole sukkah, you can't have even allowed completely. But if there is a space of 2 feet by 2 feet that over there are holes more than the shach itself, then that part of the sukkah a little bit less than 2 feet. And that's for those that have the proper printing, you could see that the gimel, that it has somewhat less thick. And there is, the holes are more than the shach itself. And if that part is two feet by 2 feet, then in that part you're not allowed to eat. That's if you have such a lot. But you have a corner where the holes are more than the sack itself. What would be if you have a corner that is completely empty? If you have a corner that is completely empty, even if it's less than 2 feet, if it's a half a foot by a half a foot, but you stand under it and your head is under this hole, you're not allowed to eat. If it's less than your head, which only half of your head could fit in there, so then it's bottled to the rest. But if your head could fit in under it, it's already a possible place, and if there is no sack at all, you can't eat there. But if it's less, you could. If there is a little bit of sack, but not enough, then in order not to be allowed to eat under it, you need a space of 2 feet by 2 feet. No, it's not the same thing, because by personal tzar, it's not on the size of the head should be under it. The size is, it should be four tefachim of, just like we had the shear before by the wood, the four tefachim makes it a chosher of life. But if it's less than four tefachim, less than a foot wide, it's bottled, and you could even eat under it. Even if your head is exactly under this air condition. But this air condition is usually a foot. And some people say that even less than a foot, even 10 inches, 3 tefachim, you should also not eat under it. So usually, air condition is larger than 10 inches. So you cannot eat under it. But if it's less than 10 inches, if it's empty, you're not allowed to eat under it. If it is full with the air condition, if it's less than 10 inches, it's bottled to the sea. Yeah. That's
10 inches is in both directions,
yes.
Okay, that's a lamp, that's 11 times of course, it's not...
No problem. It doesn't affect. Because they say the reason is because when you have postulate tzar, it doesn't look so much without tzar like when you have nothing, and therefore the Gemara explained that for postulate tzar you have more space to be author. And as he mentioned, if you have a fluorescent light and you think under the fluorescent, you are not eating mechutzusuke because the fluorescent is less than 10 inches.
Or
the same thing would be if you have it in top, instead of the stack, you don't have stack over it. Same thing. But even if we mention the fluorescent or the space, we are only speaking about a square or anything like that that is not getting across the whole thing. And that's what we see in hay. If you have something across the whole thing, then sometimes it breaks the sukkah into two and causes a lot of problems.
Yeah, but all the time it's tough finishes and
have to break the foot by then. Then there is a problem. We'll discuss now, and that's what hay is thinking about. We'll discuss when it causes problems or not. You know what? A drop of it is very often splitting the whole sukkah in two. But it doesn't really do the problem. For those sukkahs that are less than 9 feet wide, and they are using the bamboo, which is 9 feet, so they don't need any support. They just roll it on top of the walls, and they just bamboo is laying. So usually, if between one bamboo and the other bamboo there is a space, so it splits the whole thing, the whole cookie. But it doesn't matter. There is a space across the sutra.
Without full length of the sutra.
Yes, but only one, if you have only one layer. But some people use more than one layer, that's correct. Or some people use it that the top of this way, they put it across.
One across,
I don't know if it's maybe both, but it's good to put more than one across, a few across, so it breaks it. But without it, it splits it. But it doesn't matter. If it's only an inch or 2 inch or 3 inch, it doesn't really matter. It matters for one thing, that if it's across the whole thing and you eat under it, so when you eat under a thing that is not across, so you need a foot, a 6 by 6, the size of your head. But if it's across, try not to eat under it. That's what it says in the Ramo. So it's not really good, even if you have 1 inch, it's not good. It should be across without getting across to break it even. Because if you eat even 1 inch and you eat under it, it's not considered that you're fully under it, because it's splitting. But it's still not breaking the sukkah into two. Because in order to break the sukkah into two, you need 3 tochim. Which means that if you have a space of 10 inches, then it breaks completely the sukkah into two. And if you break the sukkah into two, sometimes it could still be kosher, even if you split it in two. But sometimes it will, after puzzle part of the sukkah, and sometimes it would puzzle the whole sukkah. And let's just think for a second how it happens. So we have here in Hay, we have here a sukkah of 3 walls. And this has half. But let's say if there are bamboo in the middle, there is a split. It becomes a split of 10 inches between one bamboo and the other bamboo, and it splits the whole sukkah into two. So what happens? It's split, it's 2 sukkahs. So what happens? The side that the inside still has 3 walls, so it will be kosher. But since it's split, it becomes 2 sukkahs, so the top part of it has only 2 walls. So it's not a kosher sukkah. And sometimes, even the bottom part would be not kosher. Let's say the split is less than 2 feet to the corner. So then the bottom part is not a kosher sukkah because it doesn't have shiva tochim. The top part is not a kosher sukkah because it has only 2 walls. So when you make the sukkah in split it into two, sometimes it passes the whole sukkah. Or another way, if they are going from top to bottom and there is a split along it, so both of them would have, it would be to become 2 sukkahs. The right side would have only 2 walls, and the left side would have only 2 walls. So they would become puzzles. If you make a Shura Zepesach, who says, we've already discussed, a Shura Zepesach does not help for sukkah in any case. It only helps when you have 3 walls and they are not full, so we fill it up with Shura Zepesach, as it says in the Gemara. But otherwise, it does, a whole wall of Shura Zepesach does not help for sukkah. So therefore, when it splits into two and there is 10 inches to it, if there is a problem that it breaks the sukkah into two and causes all kinds of problems. And the same thing is if you have a bridge in the middle of the sukkah. But the bridge, as we mentioned before, it's not 10 inches, it's 12.5 inches, because it needs 4 tochim. Because when it is, it looks more and it needs more to pass it. A bridge, a little bridge. Going over, we're going to discuss now the bridges and the temples. But it's not necessary. I just mentioned because we're discussing 770. But it could be just that you have on top of it, like sometimes you have a door opening. Yeah, no, a door opening. Our accuracy is not a cost.
No, I'm saying stuff like an
airplane. But we have usually the doors that open automatically, so you haven't tapped something where it rolls in.
Alright, okay.
So if you have that, and you make the picture in it and out of it, so it splits, and it's about a foot.
If it's in the middle,
for example, yeah. So then what it does is, if it's more than a foot, it splits the suture into two. So what happens? So let's discuss the breach in 770, which is much larger, yeah. What does it do? It did that always there was four walls, two buildings, in front there was a wall, and in the back there was a wall. But when that split it into two, we have only three walls for each sukkah. And since the wall that was tossed in some pathway, there was a problem with it, because it wasn't attached to any wall, it was a middle wall, but it wasn't attached, and we discussed last time that it has to be attached. So it made the front sukkah, if you don't add, so it doesn't have, he has only two walls. Because the back wall is the other side of the bridge, and here you need a good wall. So that's what it does when it becomes a splitting the sukkah into two.
So what was done to get around?
So there was added a wall of 2 feet, 2 by 8, and under, by the end of the bridge, on both sides.
It comes in like that.
Yes. And they added a 2 by 8 in the side of the compartment that is attached to the wall. So you'll see that now you have 3 2 by 8s. One both sides of the bridge and one to the side of the steps that are going down straight to the compartment. Yeah, because 2 by 8 is 2 is more than the shear of a sukkah, more than 7 tefillin. So that's the wall. That's considered as a wall. If it's attached to another wall, that's enough for a wall. Because the Rambam says that we are not relying on 3 walls, we should have 4 walls.
But
there was even a problem with that, because it wasn't more than half of the whole thing. If you have the whole steps here open, and you have the whole steps there open, it didn't become more than half. Yes, but there was a complication. No, people just assumed that you're talking about after the breach, there was complications, and we had the whole discussion last year. Yeah. But as you see, in the last one on the left, you have the Vav and you have the Zayin. You have the Vav and the Zayin. The Zayin is when this wall, this roof, is not splitting the sukkah into two. It's by the corner, by the wall. If that would be a problem, then the whole sukkah has only 2 walls. If you cannot use the bottom wall, because you have on top of it something that breaks from it, then there is a problem. But here comes the din of Deif and Akuma. It's halacha l'meishim l'sinai, the Gemara says, that Deif and Akuma is kosher. What does it mean? That the wall is not always straight. A wall, just like here, it goes straight and goes a little bit till here. So, let's say we wouldn't have the second floor. If we would make a sukkah on top of that, it would be a kosher sukkah. Because, not necessarily, but at least we could consider this wall, we could consider this wall. Why? Because this wall is going a little in the slant, and this wall is going a little in the slant. So you have walls to the side. That if there is less than 4 amis on one side, 6 feet. So here there is a problem, but here it would be good. So the idea is that if you have less than 6 feet, and so you say this Nakuma goes till 6 feet. So therefore, the wall breaks the sukkah. But the Zayin, which is much wider than the Vav, does not break the sukkah. Why? Because the Vav is not near a wall. So it cannot become Deif Nakuma. So if it has 1 foot, it's already splitting the sukkah into two. And you cannot consider that wall. But the Zayin, which is near a wall, so as less it is less than, as long it is less than 6 feet, you say that the wall goes in a slant, and the tzar goes till the wall. It's not the love means that it's less than 3 feet. Yeah, but it's connected here, attached. Yes. Since it's attached to the wall, you say that the regular kumah still 6 feet. Therefore, what? Yes, under that now, because the wall goes here. You're not allowed to sit on the wall. But it's considered with the wall, because you could consider this wall. When I was a child in my house, then those days wasn't so easy to build sukkahs. So we had a large porch with corrugated steel on top of it for the whole year. So what we did every sukkahs, we took off one piece of corrugated steel, and we put sand under it, and it was less than 6 feet to each side, so we could consider the walls, and there was a question of sukkahs. Just. No, but if it's empty, it's not good if it's less, more than 10 inches. If it has to be possible, because a wall is not empty. If it's empty, it's not a wall.
How about that, if whatever is there is holding down the mat? Does that create a problem?
What?
How about if you have a sukkah,
yeah,
and you have mat, and around the mat on top you put brick?
Yes, that's good.
Holding down the
crop. I don't know, you're missing two subjects. There's another subject that you have to, if you put the block under mat, you don't see it from inside. And then there is a problem because you don't realize that it's a date and you could think that it's hard. And that's a problem. And let me tell you that I have some of my neighbors that there is a tree going over their sukkah. And I tell them, it's not good. So he says, no, we're not sitting down. So maybe that's not good. But as long as under it is hard, and you have to be a lobby to know where the tree over it is, so it's not so perfect done. He just wanted to know why when I went into St. Solomon's Temple, I didn't want to take anything in my mouth. But I didn't. There's a problem. Let me just tell you, there is problems you have to know how to do. They feel, so what? The tree is growing, but, you know, I'm sitting only till here. So that's more or less to describe what the Shach is all about. How, what the cause of Shach, and where does it have to be, and what could be a whole, or where could be non-cause of Shach, part of it. Let's get to the final stage of who is putting up the sukkah. Telephone wire is not 10 inches wide. It's only so it's not it's too thin. It doesn't say how much. It says there are more. If your head fit in it, or it's a cross. But how much you need for a cross, I don't know. But I assume it doesn't mean that it's just a little wire. It doesn't say how much. Because if that would be a problem, so always the bamboo that you put only one direction, always there is a drop. So you couldn't see it anywhere. But it doesn't say exactly, but it says, it just says really. Either you have to think, either it's a cross. Usually the head of the household, the husband, puts the scarf on, and if he has sons, they help him. But could his wife help him put the scarf on? Could his small children under a mitzvah help him put the scarf on? Or could even a goy help him to put on the scarf? Well, in 1970, it's too much worse, so they use a goy to put the bundles on the roof, and then a bocher opens the bundles, so actually he finishes that. But to bring it up there, it's hard, so they have a way to do that. But what is the din? So what is the din? So there is two subjects. One subject that maybe to put on the sach, you have to put it lishmo for a sukkah. A goy is not considered as lishmo. A cotton under mamit is not considered as lishmo. But there is no problem with his wife putting on the sach. It's no problem with lishmo. So then comes the second question. That she is not mechuyev in the sukkah is her making the sach kosher enough. So let's discuss these two subjects separately, and then we'll see it together. There is a machlokes in the Mishnah between Bishamim and Betzilel. If someone made the sukkah in the middle of the year, not for sukkahs, he didn't have the mind to have it for sukkahs, but he made it for sale. It is kosher or not? If he didn't make it for sale, we already discussed before that it's not kosher. Not only when he made it like the roof, but what? Even if it's not the kavutuma, he made a perfect sukkah like we do, but he had something else in mind. Not for sale, it's not kosher sukkah. Let's describe ways. I make a storage near my house, in my courtyard. I make a storage, and I don't want it to be open from the top, so I put some bamboo on top of it. People should see what's inside. It's not a kosher sukkah. If we do it, let's say, not for sukkahs, there's a machlekes in Shana and Bishila, the halach is like Bishila, there is no problem. It's a kosher sukkah. But it doesn't have to be lishmo. You made it less sale. The deal of sukkah is that you have to sit in a sukkah which is made less sale. And that's why they used to have sukkah in around the cities for the watchmen to sit there and Gemara shouldn't come. So there's no problem, it's a kosher sukkah. Burgenin is called in the Gemara. Why? Why did you put the sukkah on top? The sun shouldn't shine on it, should have a shade inside. So it's kosher. He didn't do it for a mitzvah. No problem. But if he did it for storage, it's not kosher. Because he didn't do it with sale. Even if he did it with sneers, what does it mean with sneers? Let's assume that in my courtyard, I have a little place that where I go is to sit some time in the summer. But there's really not sun, the sun is not reaching there, because it's near a large building. So there is not sun. So I don't have a problem with the sun. So why do I put something in top? Because look, near me is a large building. So from the second floor, they'll just see everything I do. I want to have some privacy. I take some bamboo and put it on the roof. That's not a kosher sukkah. Because I did it with me, it's not lefel. Why lefel? Because the reason why the Hashem told us to have a sukkah is just like he made us the ananim shel kovet in the midbar. Why did he make the ananim in the midbar? That the sun shouldn't shine on us. We shouldn't be too hot, we should have a shade. They didn't make it with news, nobody should see us from where. They didn't make it to stop the rain. Rain in Midbar? No rain in Midbar. They made it only for the sun shouldn't burn on us. So therefore, the din of the sukkah has to be fair. Doesn't have to be lishmo. Even if I do it for burden in its kosher. But it has to be a sale, not for storage, and not with me, and not to be lived there like in a house. So that's what the din is. The halacha is like Bishama, Bishilo, that you could use it. Still says the Yerushalmi, and brought in Shem Shechono, and the Chathila, before Sukkot comes, I should pick it up and move it around, or add something. Because a little bit, it's good to be lishmo. It's kosher even without lishmo. But it's good to be lishmo. It's kosher only if it's made lefel. Lefel is enough. But it's good to be lishmo for the yontem. That's one thing. So therefore, lachatchila, a goy shouldn't do it. He doesn't make it lishmo. But if he did it, so It's better, should be lishmo, but it's kosher. Just like if I did it myself, not lishmo. Same thing with a cook. Before bar mitzvah, he shouldn't put the sach himself. But if I put part of the sach, it doesn't really matter. Because lishmo doesn't have to be. It's just a part of it should at least be lishmo. That's for the lishmo. Now let's go to the other thing. When my wife puts the sach on, there's no problem with lishmo. Certainly she does lishmo. But there is a problem. What is the problem? There is a din that when I make tefillin, a wife is not allowed to hide the tefillin. Even though she does it lishmo. Why not?
Not allowed to write
the tefillin. Why not? Because it says a pasuk that we say every day in Krishna, Ukshartam leisha yodecha v'yom tetefez b'inenecha ukshartam l'mesos. So there is a hekesh between ukshartem ukshartem. Says the Gemara that we have a limud from there. Whoever is mechuyev be ukshartem is mechuyev be is able to make ukshartem. A lady is not mechuyev be ukshartem, so she writes and still is not kosher, even though she doesn't lishmo. That's for sure. How about Titus? Don't say Kshatim Ukshatim. But still, the lady is not the queen in Titus. Could she make the Titus? So says Shulchan Aruch that don't say Kshatim Ukshatim, so she's a martyr. But then says Shulchan Aruch that my boy brings that there are days that say no. That Ukshatim Ukshatim, but still, is the limud and all this mitzvahs that the wife is not mechuyev that she can do, and therefore a wife should not do the tzitzis. Says the Rambo, says the Magen Avraham, so what else? The same thing, it doesn't say it's in Hilchos Sukkah, but it says it's in Hilchos Titus. The same thing would be by Sukkah. Since the wife is not a mechuyev the Sukkah, so according to this day, she should not put the tzachan.
But I said the
goy
is allowed
to. So, how do I know that the goy is allowed to? I said there is no problem with lishmo because we see that even if he did it, it's enough. But I said, therefore, there shouldn't be a problem with the goy. But according to this day, there is a problem with the goy because he's not mechuyev. So what does Alter Rebbe pass him by Titus? That Lahatchila, a lady should not make the Titus, but we have a discussion because we don't pass it like that there. You pass him that only the limud by Phil and not by other things. But Lahatchila, we should be Machmir. That's what Alter Rebbe says. The same thing by Kofi. But, here comes the deal. There is a Gemara that says, Sukkot Ganvach Kosher. Which means that if it's made with tail, it is kosher. Even it is Ganvach. Ganvach is the Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot Goyim, Sukkot Noshim, Sukkot Behemo, Sukkot Kusim. Why is it kosher? Because even if it is made for someone that is not Mechuyev, but since it is made, let's say it is kosher. That's very good. But obviously, when we have a sukkah of goyim, so let's assume, who made it? We're speaking about a special sukkah that the Eid made for the goyim? We should assume that the goyim made it himself. Sukkah's notion. It only has to be that the husband built the sukkah for the wife. It's a special sukkah for Moshe, so maybe they build it themselves. So the Gemara said this is also kosher. So even if a goy made it's kosher. So therefore, they say in the poskim that whatever we mentioned till now, that the Yerushalmi said that we should do part of it lishmo. And whatever we learn now that they say, some people say that you shouldn't have it done by a lady because she is not a queen. All that is only lechatchila. But the Eved, the Gemara says the Feirish, the Sukkah's going Shairo, means that the Goy made it. And if the Goy made it, it's not Lishmo and it's not Tachoy. So therefore, obviously the Hachila, the husband should do, and his sons that are already Bamitra should do the Tzach. But if a wife does it, at least the Eved, it's kosher, and the same thing when a son does it, if he's under bar mitzvah, and even if a goy does it, and he somewhere is too weak, cannot do the sukkah himself, and he has a goy to do it, he could eat in the sukkah, because the Eved is kosher in any way, even without Ishmo, and even done by someone that is not mechuyav. Thank you.